some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and for the next hour, we've got a cool hour with a brand new guest. I'm so excited to have him on. He goes by the name of Joyful Jeff, and you will understand that that name is so appropriate for him in just a couple of moments. If you are thinking about calling in, today is the day to do it, because he's a first-time guest, so you want to make sure to take advantage of his newbiness, which is going to be awesome. Call in today at 323-657-1493 and press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, I just think that you're calling in to listen to the show, which is very cool. I have lots of you doing that today. And if you call in and listen to the show but don't want to talk, don't press 1, because otherwise I'm going to screen your call and put you on the air. It's not scary. It's fun. But today, Jeff is going to be doing tarot card readings and a little astrology. And I'm going to tell you at the beginning of the show, I've got a link on the show page to Joyful Jeff's YouTube channel. You must subscribe to that today, because not only will he give you a daily update, but it will lift you out of whatever doldrums you might think that you want to be in, because you won't. And it will set your day off on the right path. So I'm so excited to have Jeff here. Here's kind of a roadmap for what we're doing the rest of the week. In my mind, I think I'm still on summer vacation, because I've had a couple of guests that needed to reschedule and do other things, and I'm like, that's kind of okay. So we didn't do a show yesterday. Janice Thomas, she is a best-selling author. She needed to reschedule. She had a birthday in the family that needed to be attended to. So we're going to have Janice back in October. We're not doing a show tomorrow. Why? I don't know. We're just not doing one, and I'm really okay with that. And then Thursday, on Rated LGBT Radio, we're going to have Jesse Brune. He is a podcaster, so he's going to be talking to Rob and I about his new podcast show, and I think he focuses on like fitness and things like that. So if you want to get some fitness tips on Thursday the 1st, Rated LGBT Radio is live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, of course, the Friday dance party. You know, we're all over the map on Fridays, folks. You know that. But on Friday, the Friday dance party, we're going to have Jerry Hull live from the UK. You know him from Chat and Spin Radio. You know him from all of his years of blues and bluegrass and rockabilly type of music. But Lady Love claimed his heart and took him from Nashville over to the UK. So Jerry is over there with his Southern twang making great rock and roll records. And we're going to have Jerry back for a second time on Friday's show. That's going to start live at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so set your clocks for that. If you are a first-time caller today, there's a little follow button right there above the, I think it's in the upper left-hand corner of the show. I'm going to encourage you to click that, because that will give you a correct link for whatever show is coming up next, because each show has its own link. And you say, why is that? That's kind of crazy. Well, when we do, you know, 350 shows a year, it's kind of important to be able to figure out where the shows go. And so it has its own little identifier mark, and that will let you be notified. So when you click the right link for that day, you're just tuning into the right show, and you don't have to go surfing for it. So go ahead and do that. I will also encourage you to follow us on iTunes podcast as Rated G Radio. They archive the most recent 300 episodes, because you know you want to listen to all 300. And you can go back and listen to those. Again, anytime you listen on demand, it's, you know, fast forward, reverse. And I think that's really important when we have a guest like Joyful Jeff on the show today. I'll remind you of this later on as well, because if you are getting a reading today, I'm going to ask for you to go back and re-listen to what Jeff tells you. And you say, well, why? I heard him when we did the show. Here's why. Because you are so intent on hearing everything while he's giving you the message that sometimes you kind of miss the big picture of things. And I do the same thing. So anytime I have somebody give me any type of a reading, I always go back and listen to the recording of it so I can take notes, rewind it, and make sure I'm getting really what the intent was, and you know, pay attention, because that's why you're calling in today. Anyway, so without further ado, this is my distinct pleasure and honor to welcome Joyful Jeff to the show. He's going to be with us the last Tuesday of the month for the rest of the year. Now, you know, we don't do a show the last 2 weeks of December, so it's, you know, August, September, October, November. We got him for 4 months in a row. How lucky are we? Joyful Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are doing so well. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in Columbus, Ohio. So I feel so far away, but I also feel so connected. So
yeah,
it's a beautiful day. So how's I can go into a little bit about myself. I'm already feeling 100
please.
Miles an hour here. So there it is, Joyful Jeff. So I am just kind of my story and where I've come from in the beginning. I'm really, really just big into, vulnerability, the human experience in general. I have so many different interests. So my focus area in my life is actually computer science. I love foreign language. I've been to Guatemala. We did like a service trip there, building houses. I love to compose music. All those sorts of things. And I guess coming across the tarot cards and astrology, I truly believe that all people have a special power within them, that everyone has a special place in their heart that just needs a little encouragement, that just needs a little bit of somebody to, you know, open up their guards first, open up themselves to vulnerability, and then the best shines. And to me, that is the greatest gift to me. That is, people are power to me. People are beauty. And so I guess ever since I was a young age, it was just, I was attracted to that beauty. I was attracted to understanding people's stories, understanding where they come from, and all of those things. And then tarot cards and astrology became a major channel for me in order to understand people even more and have those deep conversations, have those deep talks that society tells you, nah, let's not talk about that, or let's talk about it in a workshop form, or let's do it superficially. And so being able to have those one-on-one connections, it has been incredible to reach a wide audience. And I have learned a lot myself. So remember, when I do these readings, when I take calls, when I take answers, it's actually helping me too, which is why I'm here. So it's a wonderful two-way road that I enjoy every single day.
So, Jeff, I got to ask you, and we may have talked about that. By the way, this is the first time Jeff and I have actually talked live. So I watch his YouTube channel all the time. We've chatted on email. I feel like we're BFFs, but this is the first time we're chatting live. So if you shared this with me on an email before, I apologize, but I'm going to ask you anyway. So how does somebody go from being so creative and interesting, and I mean that, boy, I'm going to really be slamming engineers. Like engineering, because that seems like such a, you know, polar opposite for, you know, what you're doing today.
Yeah, so that's actually one of my favorite questions of all time. So I like to think, you know, I'm obviously, you know, somebody who's very extroverted. I'm in tune. I have really good social intelligence. But eventually when you get to know so many people, I guess, you know, you got to keep track of it. You have to have that sort of structure that helps you really understand everyone. Because ultimately, the reason I'm able to field calls, the reason I'm able to give readings is because you're tapping into my database, per se, you know, the engineering part of the human experience, of all of those times when I've seen that body language, when I've seen this sort of chart connection, you know, this is what planet you have here, or when I've seen these tarot cards come up in a certain combination. It goes very well with engineering. It's my analytical part of my mind actually combining with my, you know, very free-spirited side, and it makes a beautiful combination, because ultimately that gives me that balance, that gives me that spirit and that spunk to go, wow, you know, I can be good at computer science and I can do the engineering part of things and focus in on the details, but I also can be free and understand that. And people aren't one thing or the other, and that's the best part. That's where my individual readings come in, because I'm saying, hey, let's look at the whole picture of you, because who else is going to? I mean, you need somebody to open up and discover who you are. That's the best part of life.
I love it. That's a great answer. I mean, that sounds, it sounds like you actually wrote that out ahead of time. I love that. So, Jeff, before we start taking calls, is there anything special that you want to let the listeners know about what you do, what you won't do, things that they should be prepared for, or, you know, take like a deep breath or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing for this experience, whether I bring in some astrology into it, I ask some questions, I'm here to give you the perspective that you may not have in your life. And that's where I have my power. I'm able to, I mean, I have the, you know, the chance to be able to see all sides of a situation and provide you insight, because ultimately, you know, a lot of things come from yourself. A lot of things come from digging in with yourself. But ultimately, I feel it comes from other perspectives. And so be open, ask questions, stop me if I'm talking too much, and so I'm able to really hone in on your question and your answer. If you need clarification, let me know, but let's talk about things that no one else wants to talk about. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to break those barriers. I'm here to shatter that glass and make you walk away with something that you can think about later on.
Cool. So we're going to take calls. Now, I will tell you, as wonderful as that is, Jeff, I will need to let the callers know we got a ton of you calling in today. So I can't have anybody
so
kind of bogarting Jeff. We, you know, you get to ask one question. It's not one question and 75 follow-ups. So I just need to tell you that up front. So you get a little bit of time with Jeff, but you don't get the whole hour. So please keep that in mind because we want to get as many people on the line today and have them, you know, interact with Jeff as possible. So let's get started. And our first caller today is Wendy. And Wendy, I've already supplied Jeff with your birthday. Welcome to the show. And you're live with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
All right. Hello, Wendy. How are you? All right. Well, I was looking at, is she there?
Wendy, are you there? I've got you unmuted, so I'm hoping that you're here. If we don't get her, I'm going to move on. Because she may have put me on mute. You know, sometimes that happens. Wendy, I'm going to put you on mute. We'll come back to you in just a second. We're going to go to our next caller, see if I can get her live here. Rose Maria,
okay.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're live with Joyful
Jeff.
Hello,
hello.
Yeah, please.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Living the dream here. Here we go. I see I already get a laugh. That's what I'm here.
Do you need a question or...
Yeah, you can give me. So I've already seen. So your birthday is it 12/31/74, correct?
Right.
Okay, and so that, you know, being that very earthy, that Capricorn energy, I would really be interested. You can ask a question. I can pull some cards for you. If you need any guidance in certain areas of your life, I can also pull cards for you and just see the direction that you want to go. If there's anything on your mind that's been bothering you, or I can just give you some general tips about things. It's all up to you.
Everything's bothering me. If you more directly, I know I need to relocate with the job, with financial,
yep,
relationship, everything. That's
okay. And so that's, I mean, so coming from an earth sign energy, so as a Capricorn, as somebody who really, really cares about their career, who cares about the view in the world and how people perceive you, that is probably one of the hardest things you will ever have to do. Like, imagine that earth energy that, I'm located here, this is where I'm set, and having to pick up and move to another phase of your life can be very challenging. It'd be very traumatizing because that's who you are. That's your core. You have that earth energy. And so I have a little bit in that in me. So I'm going to pull a card here from this this compass deck. And so this is a tarot card deck that really helps you pull from your morals, your values, your internal love compass. And so we're going to see what these cards are going to say for you. I'm going to pull two, and then we can talk about them. Just let me pull a card for you. Doing a little shuffle. Let's see. All right. And I also believe while I'm shuffling here that, you know, that whole daunting idea of moving, relocating, a new job, of relationship, whatever, that is something that, you know, half the battle really is that perspective. Half that battle is seeing that it really isn't as difficult as you may come out to see. Sure, it's probably a hassle and a lot of those things, but really picking up and moving, this is the time of the year to do so. Fall, you know, you need to make the move now while things are happening, and then you can settle for the rest of the year. So if you're going to make a change, this is a good change time now. So let's see what these cards have for you. All right. Still shuffling. I still feel like more shuffle for you, so got a lot of things on your mind, which is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, my mind doesn't stop, so I mean, I always shuffle, so it's great. All right. Okay, so the first card we have here is the Gentle Gardener. And so although you can't see this picture, I'm going to describe it to you. The Gentle Gardener is a card for me that really symbolizes that. So basically what the picture depicts is you have, you know, like four or five individuals. They're in a garden, a very open sky. And then up in the sky you have somebody that is looking down on these people who are gardening. And so this Gentle Gardener is basically saying for me, to you, that, hey, you know, you have people that, you know, you can reach out to. You have people who are on your side for this move that are supporting your decision. So I'm not sure if people, if you've talked this move over, you've talked this decision over with a whole bunch of people, because people will be on your side for that. And also, hey, being a little bit more gentle about things, taking things slower, calmer. You don't have to move overnight. You don't have to have everything completely set out. This is kind of foregoing a lot of the details, which usually with people that I'd say with making a move, that I would say to look into the details. What the card is saying for me here to you is, hey, you're not going to be able to feel completely comfortable about any move. It's just going to be how it is. There's going to be unresolved questions, unresolved things that you need to get to. You need to go with it. You need to go with it. I'm going to pull one more card for clarification here. Okay. And so The next card I have here, I love this card. Sorry, I have to smile a lot. All right. I have this, it's called the Mountain. And the Mountain card, imagine, you know, you being a very earthy energy, imagine you just in nature, you know, there's nothing around you. You're walking on your own journey. You get to this peak of this mountain here, and, you know, the moon is out. It's late at night, and you're just looking over at the horizon here. You're looking over at the whole landscape on what people, you know, on your life and in existence, and you have this sense of pride that you've accomplished something, that you made this move, that, you know, you did this choice that was important for you. And so this is even more confirmation for me to you to saying that, you know, you will feel a sense of pride because ultimately, come on, when everyone faces their fears, when everyone defeats some sort of thing that's been bothering them, you feel great about it. You feel like your sense of pride, like you did something out of your realm. And so very good confirmation from the card, especially from this Compass deck, that you take things gentle, you enjoy your move along the way, you enjoy your path. And at the end of the day, you'll have your time to look back at all those memories that you had before, and you'll have a sense of pride. So, yay, Capricorn, that's fantastic. I'm glad to have some good cards coming up for you. So I don't know if you have any more follow-up questions or how that works, but I'm feeling good about your energy. So that's one down, feeling good.
Sounds good, Rosemaria.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a terrific day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to try Wendy again. Let's go back. Wendy, are you there? Wendy, what happened to you? She was there.
No, Wendy's chart. I actually pulled up Wendy's whole chart, so I'm excited for Wendy, but it's all right.
Okay. Well, maybe she had to, like, take another call or something. Anyway, so Wendy's still there. She hasn't hung up, so we can see her. We're going to go to Kelly next. And Kelly, okay. Joyful Jeff has your birthday. Welcome to the show. And what's your question for Jeff?
Well, hello. First of all, hello, Jeff.
Hello, hello.
Okay. I have a question in regards to my love life.
Okay.
I want to know if I would be meeting, not just any guy, I mean like the right guy, the significant other in 2017, and if I do meet him, is he a little younger?
That's beautiful question.
Telling me, and he may be a little jealous too.
Hey, sometimes those jealous types are the best. I'm never going to frown upon that. So your birthday is 8/12/71, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you are a beautiful, lovely, fiery Leo, and so that is one of my favorite energies. I'm a Libra, and so Leos and Libras get along very well. I love that flair, and we just ended your season of, you know, we're going into September now into Virgo energy, so we were just in your, when the sun was in your sign, and when it was shining upon all those thoughts, so I'm glad you're thinking about love. I'm glad you're thinking about when this next sort of love adventure is going to happen. And let me tell you, for everyone out there, you really want to have an adventure in love. A Sagittarius or a Leo is the way to go. They will not disappoint you in any of those. So I'm going to pull different cards from you for a different deck. So this deck, instead of the Moral Compass deck, I'm going to pull from the Psychic Tarot for the Heart. And so this is, when I saw this deck on the shelf, I was like, yep, this is what I'm getting. Because this one is going to help you align where your heart is, because ultimately you can't have somebody else come into your life in 2017, if that's what you're projecting, or, you know, what the signs have been saying to you, unless you're ready for it and you let down that pride a little bit, be vulnerable, so let that love come in. And we're also going to see what other energies are floating out there. So I'm going to shuffle this deck for you, my lovely Leo. Let's see. Right. No, Leos are a lot of fun. I love Leos. Okay.
You are.
All right. The first card. Oh, cards. Let's see. First card we're going to pull here. All right. The first card I have here, interesting. I think you need to – okay, so I have sadness and isolation. And so don't be alarmed by this card. I always have my interpretations. Basically, since you can't see this card, what it is you have somebody who's laying on the ground, and they look defeated, and they look, you know, sad and isolated. And then you have somebody who is kind of on top of that, somebody who's floating above in the picture, who is completely elevated from all of that pain, kind of with like a yellow orb around his head, which to me represents the sun, which is great because, Leo, you are ruled by the sun. And so I think that this is a great time when going to love, when thinking about love for next year or this year, or what kind of lover is going to come in, what are you going to attract? You need to do a little bit more thinking on your end. And so
yeah.
I think before that person comes in, before you get that sort of concept, you need to say, hey, these are the areas in which I shine bright in. And so I know that I either a potential partner that I want could be kind of intimidated by that because that's where I'm really lively. Or, you know, maybe you need to decide this is where I'm really vulnerable and weak, where your sadness and isolation of this card comes from. Because ultimately, attracting a lifelong partner, the struggle with Leo sometimes is that they don't show enough of their – I mean, Leo is – you're the lion. You're the one who's – you know, you want your mane to be stroked. You're beautiful. You're, you know, lively, fun, all of those things. And you sometimes forget that the sadness and isolation is an important part of a relationship, and it's important to have that sad side, that not so bubbly side, in order to attract somebody more able to fill your needs. Because what I'm seeing here, I don't know, I'll pull another card, but I really don't have to. I kind of got the picture here. It's, you know,
okay. You
want somebody who's really going to be able to take care of your needs, somebody who's really going to be able to, you know, be your partner. And so why would you want to attract crap? Sure, you can go out there. You can go out there, lovely Leo, and be shining, and you will attract – I already know from your voice and your energy, you can attract whatever you want to bring in, but is it going to be what you need? And so there you go.
Yeah.
So you need to be vulnerable, more sadness, isolation. Those things are important. Let's see if there's one more card for you that will be confirmation for that, because I don't want to leave you with a sadness and isolation card. I mean, I could, but, you know, I like to leave people better than that. All right, so – the next card we have here, we have, I love what I do. Here we go. We have Seek the Truth. Woo!
Okay.
This is a very, and so both of these energies, they're actually both blue cards, and so they both are, you know, hand in hand. So it was just confirmation on the other thing. So this Seek the Truth card, hey, you need to really, really decide, you know, Leos have a hard time separating from, you represent the sun, you represent ego, you represent, you know, what it's like to have the human experience in the physical sense in the external world. And so Leos struggle with the concept of self sometimes, even though they always, you get the stereotype of, oh, Leos are the ones that are bold and da 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 da. Nah, not really all the time. And so it's going to be important for you for this love for next year. It's seeking the truth of, all right, whether it's making a pro-con list. Okay, these are the qualities which I want. These are the qualities in which I need. And those differ. So, like, you know, my relationships that I've been into, sometimes, you know, somebody has a quality that you just can't stand, but it's something that you need after you've dug in. And then you're like, oh, man, why can't I just have somebody which is everything what I want? Sure, they intersect sometimes. But lovely Leo, love is going to look good for you because we have – Jupiter that's coming into Libra on September 9th. We also have, you know, anytime you have a fire sign month, so December, if you're feeling at the end of November into December, the sun will be in Sagittarius. So if you have some sort of holiday adventure that you meet people, keep your mind open, keep talking to people, that'll be a great time. And then always a good time for finding love, if we go into 2017, would be March. And so March is a month when people get sick of everyone else and they all try and find new partners. And so I'm saying this, so December, I mean, always the New Year's too, but people get weird around New Year. But yeah, seek the truth, find what you really need. You need to do some more self-analysis instead of reaching outward, because I think they're going to come to you. You're not going to them. It's definitely you figure your stuff out. It will all fall in place from there.
Oh, sounds excellent. Okay. So what I'm going to do is replay the show, and I'm going to take some notes, okay? And I'm just going to go by explaining, because I think you are on the right track, and I just needed to hear it again. That's all.
There
all right,
you go,
I'm glad
Kelly.
okay.
Yeah, great,
all right.
Great job. We need to, and
thank
we
you.
Want pictures too. So when you know you find your sweetie,
sure.
You need to give us a call. So.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah,
thanks,
I
Kelly.
Will.
Have a terrific day.
Okay. Thank you. You too, guys.
Thank
go.
You.
just a real quick reminder that if you're listening to the show today and you are getting a reading, go back and replay it just like Kelly said she's going to do and take some notes. You can also subscribe to Jeff's YouTube channel and you can get your daily horoscope and watch his videos. He is so entertaining. I mean, he's great on the phone right here on the show, but you got to see him. He's so animated. He's going to be somebody you want to watch every day. Just get your day started on the right track. We're going to go to our next caller here. It's Gigi. And Gigi, okay. You are now live with Joyful Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Hello, Joyful Jeff. Lovely.
Hi, how are you?
Laughing Libra.
That's me. I got some Scorpio in me, so I have the dark side as well. But, you know, I like to, for the radio show, we'll keep it Libra.
That's right. We'll keep it light. So I actually have the same question about finding my true love.
Okay. No, this is... Do you have any other specific things that go with that or just the true love concept in general? Because I already am feeling, I'll tell you about you. Okay, so, sorry, I have to get right into it. I talk a lot.
Please,
this is why you got to listen to me again because sometimes I get out of my role and I can't stop. So you are born on 7/17/58, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, beautiful. So as a lovely, lovely Cancer, I just wanted to give you a recap of this year so far, because this is going to be important for helping you piece the love together. So this summer, from, I would say, imagine yourself where you were in around, March, April, May area, okay? This summer was one of the most powerful summers for the Cancer sun sign, okay? So we had one of the slowest, basically what happens before, I'm not going to go too much into it, but we had a lot of the planets go retrograde. So we had a universe, we had a sky with more backward energy than in years and years. And so it hit Cancers especially hard in July, which is your birth month. And it's almost like that true love purpose, that where am I going? As a Cancer, you're a cardinal sign. So out of all the water signs, you are the one that's kind of an initiator. You're the one that you want to have that true love, that partner, so you can have that home and family. It's so near and dear to you. And so coming into this part of August, so this summer, if it rocked your world a little bit, I understand, and I'm going to tell you that you're coming out of whatever that phase is, that veil, that emotional rainstorm that was upon you, that you're coming out of that. And so this is a great time to ask me questions about love. So I'm going to pull a couple things here. The problem with Cancer sometimes, or the challenge with Cancers, is that they project a lot of energy that is, very according to the energies around them, to their close friends, to their family, to their past love, kind of emotional residue that has stuck around. And so my biggest thing for Cancers in general with finding love is, hey, it's letting go of that past pain, not like a Scorpio trying to let go of that past pain. It's more of the, hey, you deserve to be happy. Cancers can laugh. Cancers are joyful people as well. And so I think the biggest challenge before I even pull cards and I even ask what's going on is you thought through a lot of things. You had a lot of heavy energy. And so I know I did, but I don't even have any Cancer in me. It was huge for you. And sort that out, and you are so much stronger than ever. So I'm going to actually pull a card for you from this fairy tarot deck. And so this fairy tarot deck is key because the fairies are going to tell you what you're projecting off to somebody else, and maybe if you have a greater awareness of how you're projecting your energy to someone else, or maybe what you're attracted to, what kind of energy you're attracted to, you'll be able to piece it together to find that true love, which it happens. I mean, you may find more than one true love in your life. I could talk all day about love, but we don't have that time. So I'm going to pull some fairies for you, and we're going to go from there. So here we go. All right. Let me do a shuffle. Oh, a little shuffle here. All right. Okay. The first card we have here is the Five of Spring. I'm going to read you the little description on it. It says, opposing goals arising from differing opinions, feeling at odds with yourself or others, overly ambitious people. And so what this card is telling to me about the true love track and all of those things is it's it's almost like if you're on your trek of finding love, you know, you're going to feel conflicted along the way. You're going to feel like, you know, oh, I want to give up. Or, you know, you're going to have false alarms when somebody finally treats you right. You're like, oh, they took me to dinner. Oh, they're the one. No, you know, you're going to have back and forth between those energies. And so I would be careful. I think this is a card of something you need to stay away from. Overly ambitious people, kind of crazy, like type A people like me, you know, who are really in your face, who are really kind of the go-getters. I don't think you're going to be satisfied with that type of person in your true love. I think you may be attracted to it because at the end of the day, a lot of people are attracted to ambitious people. But I think especially when you look for love, Cancer, you need somebody who's softer. You need somebody who can be strong and sturdy and support you. Yet, hey, you're ruled by the moon. You have every 3 days you have a new emotion that comes and hits you. And so I have a lot of respect for Cancers because they deal with the emotional brunt of the whole universe. And so I'm going to pull another card here. And so, you know, if you have differing opinions, if someone comes into your life, say in the next couple months, okay, and you're like in that phase of analyzing them, like, oh man, I think they're great. I'm going to ask my friends how they feel about it. You know, that's going to be a very, very important step for you. Because your friends, and if you share that relation, they will help keep you on track. They will help say, hey, I don't like this person. And you're going to say, no, I love them. They're so great. They've done this. So don't fall into that trap. Please don't fall into that trap. Make sure you are consulting your friends, consulting family, and make sure they're approved by them. And I know some people aren't like that. I'm not like that. If I like somebody, I don't really need approval from anyone. But I'm just saying this is what I'm pulling for this card. Make sure you're getting good advice from friends. All right. So the next card we have here about true love, let's pull. Oh, yay. Oh, this is beautiful. I'm actually going to cry. I'm not. I hope I don't. Okay. For spring, I have this card says, be grateful. You have much to celebrate. Deep feelings of peace and happiness. A contented personal life. And so I wish I could show you this picture right here. The picture is you have a beautiful woman fairy, and she's dancing with the man, and they're in front of this castle. There's beautiful flowers all over. It almost seems like a wedding. It almost seems like there are clouds in the background that like look rainy, but as you keep looking forward, the clouds have cleared up. And so what I'm going to tell for you for my closing thoughts is, hey, you know, true love will always be on your mind. And I encourage you to expand that concept of true love into the things that already exist into your life. That may sound very cliche, that may sound very basic, but I really think that those deep feelings of peace and happiness, when you get so concerned about finding true love, which I think it's on your mind. I don't think it's the number one thing on your mind. I think it's there, but you know, you've been around the block a while, so you know how the ups and downs of emotion and love feel. So it's not like a crazed love. It's kind of a relaxed love. And that contented personal life, that deep, deep feeling of peace and happiness. My last thing to say, there is nothing more attractive in the whole entire world than looking at somebody who looks like they're at peace, looking at somebody who's happy and who is grateful and has gratitude for what they have in their life. Because ultimately, if that person that you see has gratitude and they don't even know you, imagine the gratitude that they're going to have when they're with you. And so really take that. You know, when you meet somebody, if someone comes in your life, for you, Cancer, I'd say a great time to find love. I wouldn't go in November. December actually could be a good month for you, and actually January. And so if something happens there, make sure you're feeling that peace and happiness. Cancers can get a little clingy, and that's okay because I think clinginess is beautiful in its own sense. But celebrate. Have that peace and happiness. Add that romance to all areas of life, and you will glow. You will attract the right energy to you. You're not going to attract people who are trying to play games with you. Get really good advice from your friends and your family. That's super important. That's what the fairy said. And then from there, you know, just let the energy do its work. You've been around the block. You understand how love feels. And so let's go and get ourselves prepared to feel it again, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much. That is so on point.
You are welcome.
Gigi,
sending you love.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks for calling in today. Have a great day.
Yes, thank you. You too, guys. Very thank you.
Thank you. So So we're going to jump to the Blog Talk chat room, and Jewel sent in a question at the very beginning of the show, and or she goes by Jewel. And Julia's birthday is September 16th, 1961, and she says, "What's inside my heart that makes me me?"
Ooh, lovely. So hello. Just to start off there, I want to say, lovely Virgo, let me tell you what you're going right now. Okay, so Cancer's had it over the summer, and right now, of course you'd want to feel that what inside is making me different, what's making me unique. You've had Jupiter, the planet that everyone raves about, in your sign for the past almost 13 months. And so right now, today, actually I was like, oh God, the radio show. Today's the beginning of Mercury retrograde in Virgo. And so today you're going to be reevaluating everything to do with yourself, your ego. Who am I? What is my heart? What are my financial things, my material matters? Everything is going to be in great detail and scrutiny. And so let me pull a couple cards to see. But Virgos are the pure energy. They are the, you know, the serving energy. They are the humorous. Virgo people are hilarious, and they really are grounded and practical. And sometimes through all of that humor and that mental activity, Virgos have their mind doesn't stop. It's like, whew, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to get my to-do list done. And so let's narrow it down a little bit for you. I'm going to pull for you, Virgo, a card from my this deck that relates to the natural wheel of life, you know, your primal instincts. And so to really find what's in your heart, no better deck to consult than this deck that is going to tear away all the society structures and all your to-do lists and all your cleaning and cooking and everything. And here we go. So I'm going to pull a card for you here, and we're going to find just even from that question, the fact that you're asking that question, that's the beginning of the battle. Hey, what inside my heart makes me me? You know, that's, you ask that question, you're already on your way. So let me pull a card for you here. All right. Get another shuffle. All right. The first card we have for you is the Stag. And so this picture, just to describe it, you have it's like a half man, half deer person, the guardian of the forest, as they say, who is giving you a straight look into your eyes, into your heart, into your soul, that is really trying to analyze basically what inside your heart makes you you. From this card is, this card usually represents you reap what you sow, the seeds you put in the ground, that's who you are. And so maybe those acts of service, those acts of really being there for somebody else, those seeds that you plant, that is what is you. Those are the things your heart remembers that no one else does. You have people that come into your life. You have friends. You have memories. You have lovers. They leave sometimes. And the thing that sticks with you, that's in your heart, why you don't forget, are those little seeds, those little acts of service, those acts of love, those acts of selfishness, selflessness that you put in. And so already very earthy energy, those things you've done since you were a young kid, those moments where I always think back and I'm like, oh man, I was so embarrassed at some of these moments in my life. And I was thinking, like, those are the little seeds that I planted, those spending late nights with somebody when you had, you know, you had to work early tomorrow, or, you know, these times where you just decided you were on your way to the store and you decided to send a text to your friend or send a call that you haven't talked to in 5 years, that you're calling him. That could be your specialty. That could be who you are. I'm going to pull another card for you here. And let us see what we have. Oh, okay. Oh, beautiful. We have the Forest Lovers. And so Virgo loves to feel needed, and Virgo loves to deliver the goods. So Virgo wants to make sure that, you know, if there is a love relationship that is happening, this is saying that, you know, it's funny because when I got one of my readings way back in the day, I had lovers as my deep-rooted lesson that I came into this lifetime supposedly having, is the idea of love. And so it seems like you have a similar thing that I do, and that you know about love, and you know how that holds you. And so the fact that you're asking about the heart, what I'd say is those little acts every single day, those, here I am, the detail. Virgo has a tremendous attention to detail. And so you are the one that's able to dig into people, to analyze people's functions, and know what is best for them. That is your area of expertise, and so use that. Give yourself a sense of pride. Sure, society is like, oh, how much money you have? Oh, you know, what is your job? How long have you been working at it? You know, that's important in the ego sense. We can't function as a society without those things. But you can be just as good in your heart and whole if you understand that those little acts of love, those little texts here and there, make you you. So good luck, Virgo. Be careful until September 23rd. We have the retrograde happening in your sign. Be very patient. Don't get stressed out about things and take a lot of self-care until September 23rd. So that's what I have for you.
There we go. I'm going to give Jeff a second to just catch a breather here and remind everybody that if you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe to Jeff's YouTube channel and you'll get daily updates, lots of motivation. And he's like just having a cup of coffee with an extra shot of espresso in it, because you'll just get your day going off on the right foot every day. I don't know how he finds time to do all of this, but he does. He's also got a link on here for his Facebook fan page. So if you'd like to connect with him on Facebook, you can do that and stay involved in all things that are Joyful Jeff on social media as well. There's more to come for connections and opportunities with Joyful Jeff. But our next call is going to be, and then after Sinyani, who is born April 2nd, 1993, we're going to get to Jeff. It's another Jeff. So we've got Joyful Jeff and we have a caller.
Yay.
Jeff. We'll get to Jeff in just a second. So Sinyani, you are up next, April 2nd, 1993. Welcome to the show, and you're live with Joyful Jeff.
Hi, and it's
Sinyani. Hello, how are you?
Good. Anyway, I don't get my name, but I'm calling about my love life. I know I'm young,
okay,
but, like, I'm tired meeting guys, and then I realize, oh, they're not for me.
No, hey, yep, go ahead.
This is guy that I met. He's a Libra. And I don't know, I don't know what to say about him, because he's, like, he confused me.
Yep. I love it.
I don't know what he wants.
No, okay, so I'm going to help you navigate Libra 101, okay? Here we go. I'm going to give you some of that. I'm also going to pull a couple cards for you. Thank you for your question, by the way, because this is – so you're an Aries, correct?
Yes.
You're April 12th. So remember –
April 2nd.
April – you're April 2nd, 1993, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so you have to understand that you are his opposite. So if you look at everything in the zodiac, all the signs, you are all about, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, you know, representing who you are, ego, your sense of self, sense of pride, what you stand for. And Libra is on the opposite end. They are, relationships, other people. And so there is going to be, they say, okay, so, you know, you're the first sign and he's the seventh sign. So you two, I've been writing about this in a couple of my blogs, that you two are the most polaric combination that the universe has to offer. You are the beginning, and he is the exact middle. So you have to – it's a huge learning curve. It's a huge learning curve, but it's one of a couple that can last. They say it has one of the greatest compatibilities. And so navigating Libra, okay, Libra wants to be pinned down to an extent, okay? Aries is very – you know, you're forward, you're like, why are we playing all these games? Like, what do you want? Do you want to be with me? Like, you know, and like all of those things. Okay, and it's like, it's funny because that's how Libra processes, because we're like, I kind of want to be with you, but like, I really want to be with you, but I don't, but I love you,
God.
But I also love these people. We're relational people. And so the struggle comes from, you know, Libra connects with the mind. And so you have any way that you can engage him mentally, the idea of love, the idea of romance, the idea of like, hey, like, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could go do this, this, and this? Or, you know, can't you see ourselves in, you know, X years or X months, you know, doing this and accomplishing this? Look how our love will grow. All of those things are – Libras are suckers for that. You know, we really love to see how that goes. And so it's you having the patience – to listen to him about all these things. It's about letting him talk about things that kind of make sense and kind of don't, because Libra will say a bunch of crap sometimes that doesn't make sense, and then sometimes he'll say things that really make sense. So that's part of his personality, always will be, because, you know, if Libra goes out and hangs out with his friends someday, he comes back and he's a different person. You're like, well, what happened? What happened to the person I fell in love with? What happened with the person I was attracted to? Who are you? And so you have to, but I'm going to pull a couple cards for you real quick. While I'm shuffling, okay. I just wanted to say, it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how that works. True love, you can find it anytime. And so people say, oh, you go through college, and then, you can mess around in college, and then when you're done, that's when you get your job and you focus on finding true love. No, if you find it, you find something good, you hold on to it, and you have the dedication and the ability to hold on to that. So I'm going to pull another card for the Psychic Tarot for the Heart deck for you to see where your heart is, see where his heart is, and we'll go from there. So let me pull the card for you here. Okay, so the card I have for you is rest and reconsider. And so what this card is telling me is that you are confused about the signs that he's giving off. A lot of, Libra is known for being passive-aggressive. Libra is known for being very, very vague. And so let him be vague. Let him be passive-aggressive. Let him be not clear, kind of on the fence here and there. And that will let you have a chance to charge up, because Libra likes to be chased. And Libra likes to chase.
And I don't want to chase nobody.
Right. And there it is. And remember, so.
I told him that.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So remember, you have to understand this about Libra. If there's one thing that you pull away from, 50-50, balance is our life. And so the fact that you say no, that something has to be. So Aries is like, it has to be this way because. Why wouldn't it be any other way? And Libra's like, I want it to be this way and this way and that way. And so you have to understand that you need to be more, even if you don't do it, I'm all for appeasing the audience, So if he's saying, yeah, I want to be chased, and you say, okay, I'll chase you. Even if you don't do it, the concept of you doing it, it's not being deceitful. It's not being fake. It's just, he wants mental freedom in that. He wants to have both ways. He wants to have both options because he will distance himself if he's feeling constrained. So you need to rest and reconsider on your process of him. So if he wants to, the whole chasing thing, just say, yeah, I'll chase you a little bit. You better watch out too because I'm coming for you. He will be so excited about that. I swear to God. And it'll be great. And all those things splitting, about going out to dinner and paying the bill. I know that in this society it's about, maybe the man will do it or whatever. But, hey, take a couple times and say, hey, we're going through the drive-thru. I'm going to pay for it this time. You know what I mean? And so, that will show him that you are willing to go 50%, and you'll be great. So I'm going to pull – I don't want to blab too long, so I'm going to give you one more quick card to send you on your way here. And that card I have for you – let's see here is, okay, we have Love Abounds. Love Abounds. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful card with a green, it's a big green heart with an eye in the center of the heart. And so you really, really need to spend the time to rest, reconsider, and see from the heart. Don't let those mental ideas get in the way. Have a more impulsive emotional reaction. I'm giving you permission for all that emotion.
But how do I know he's the one?
Right. And so that's where the resting and reconsider comes in. And so you need to make whether it's making a list, whether it's, analyzing your emotions. This is a Libra perspective, so I'm not really sure how to do that. But it's saying, hey, I'm this age. He makes me happy. My biggest thing is this. If I date anyone, I see a future with you. If you can't see a future, it's not going to work. If the future's clouded, that's fine. You can work on it. But if you're having severe doubts and you can't see a future, imagine tomorrow you woke up and you're married and you're in a house and whatever. Can you see that? Would it be challenging? Okay. Or could you be like, yeah, he'll be a great dad, or yeah, he'd be great at paying the bills, or whatever you want. Okay. If you can't see that, Aries, move on. And Libra will probably still be around anyways, because Libra, you can never get rid of them. But So rest and reconsider. Imagine you together. If you can't see the picture, the dream doesn't come together, move on. And this is a great time to move on and sever ties. If you can see it, work harder than ever to have balance with him, okay?
All right.
There you
go. Thank you so much.
Finiani, I love your name. Thanks for calling in today, okay?
It's Finiani.
Oh, Finiani, I've got it wrong again for the third time. Oh, my God. Okay. Just for that, you get on first next time if you call in, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, my dear.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, because she came on right before the show started, so I was writing down her name, and I got it wrong then. So when I was screening her call, she said it to me, and I got it wrong again, Jeff.
It's all right. That's why, did you see how I avoided the name? I just keep them by their sign. That's my little trick.
There you go. Well, this one will be easier because this one, this caller is named Jeff, and Jeff is born June 4th, 1955. And okay. Jeff, welcome to the show. You're on with Joyful Jeff.
Greetings, Mr. Miller. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
How are you?
Good. Hello, Jeff.
Beautiful.
How are you?
Great. I'm doing fantastic. Welcome, Gemini.
Yeah. All of us, yeah?
Exactly. Here we are.
Yeah. So what's up in your world today?
What's up in my world? So my world is filled with a lot of balance, as I say. I'm, you know, balancing a whole bunch of computer science things. I'm doing a whole bunch of projects with school with that. I'm also doing, you know, the YouTube thing on the side. I'm balancing, you know, got to be a good friend, got to balance being available for my whole network, all of those people, doing some foreign language, composing some music, you know, the Libra stuff. I'm all over the place,
good,
and I love every minute of it.
The good life, yeah.
So do you have a question for me or something that you want answered?
Jeff, I'm just looking for like an overview. What's coming up for me this, next 3 months or so?
Ah, beautiful. All right, Gemini. So let's see what we have. So, all right. So this is for everyone. What we have going on right now, September is going to be super tense. And so, Gemini, you had a beautiful month in June. That should have been Gemini, you represent higher thought. And so just the exchange of ideas, actually Libras and Geminis have some of the highest compatibility out of everyone because we're both air signs, but it's because Libra likes to talk, Gemini likes to talk, and both of us are just fascinated by those higher, lofty ideas of the world. And so we are getting into some very practical energy, which could be tough for Geminis because starting today, we have the Mercury retrograde in Virgo, and that is your ruling planet. So Mercury rules you. You rule higher thoughts. You're the one who your mind can go from heaven to hell in a second. You can, your mind can be over there and over there, and that is a gift. I mean, I like am instantly attracted to people like that because I'm like, wow, your mind's sharp. I love that. And so between now and September 23rd, I would not make any big purchases. I wouldn't start any projects. I wouldn't do any of those big major things there. Take this time to reach out to reevaluate your friend network, reevaluate people who may have been around you for a while that you've disconnected from, and see if they're there in your corner. See if they're ready to bat for you, and see if they're not. That's a key time for Geminis in that area. But really, as you age and get older and continue on your karmic journey or whatever you want to call it in your life, I mean, know that during this retrograde period, especially in the next 3 months, that you have the potential to kind of start, I mean, basically kind of the way to put it is we're going to have this practical energy going to swoop in for you. It's going to hit me. It's going to hit Aquarius. It's going to hit all the air signs. And we don't really want to do any of those practical things. We don't really want to listen to anyone. Gemini is known to be the most fun energy of the zodiac because you're bouncy, you're exuberant, you have your thoughts are here, you can talk to anyone from anywhere. And so I'm going to pull a card here from, what deck should I use? I'm going to use this fairy deck again. Actually, no, I'm going to use this compass deck because I want to see where you're heading. If you want a three-month projection, I want to see where you're heading here. And so things could be tense. We have an eclipse on the 1st and on the 16th of September, and we have a lot of energy coming in. So let me see what we have going on for you here. All right. But Geminis are great. So you be proud that you're a Gemini, and don't get that God complex sometimes. Make sure you keep your mind open. That's what the stereotype is, that Geminis have that, oh, I know it all attitude, which I know is not true. But make sure that when unexpected things happen and your mind starts going crazy, that you're able to pull perspective from other things. So, all right. Okay, Gemini. All right, Jeff 2.0. What we have for you is balancing act. And so this is from the Compass deck. And so it's a very, very kind of elegant, beautiful card. You have some sort of woman who is holding a string, and she's balancing a ship you know, a ship on top of a bottle or a glass jar, and rose petals are falling from it. And so the deep part of this card is when you're balancing things. Gemini, you are known that your whole entire life to go here, to go there, and to be involved in a lot of things, to have your mind in a lot of places. But I challenge you for these next 3 months, I challenge you to see, hey, what is falling between the cracks while I'm uplifting my life, whether that's my family, I'm uplifting my relationships, I'm uplifting my work, my projects. So great, cool, you're successful in those areas. Those are going to be pulled up, but what's falling through the cracks? What are those little rose petals that are falling when you're balancing everything else? That is going to be key for you. Those things are going to pop up in the next 3 months. And I'm very, you know, you can write to me. I'm just going to be interested in hearing what sort of things come up and what you learn about yourself. Because learning goes till the day you die. So if little things pop up and you want to change interests or hobbies or whatever, I'm interested to see where things are falling between the cracks. So that's exciting. Let me pull another card for you. Because that's how I really get to know the character of somebody. Cool. You're good at all of these things, and you're wonderful, and you appear to the world on social media great, and in person you're fun too, but what are those things that are not getting your attention? That speaks more about your character to yourself, ultimately, than the things that you are upholding sometimes. Okay, so the next card we have for you, wow, okay, the next card we have for you is Compass. And so the illustration on the back of the tarot cards is actually what the card is. You have Compass. So this is the last card in the deck. And so, okay. Wow. And so this Compass energy is saying, like, hey, multiple perspectives I can give on this. Hey, is your Compass, are you getting bored? That's basically it. Are you getting bored with your life right now? Are you looking to spice it up? Maybe you've like, oh, I've lived this long. I've done this, all these tasks. Nothing really brings me the same joy or nothing that's fun or, yeah, I'm getting older. So, you know, I've lived that. So this is a different phase. No, you can define your own Compass. This is a great time to reevaluate in the next 3 months. Like I said, wait till after September 23rd. October will be a beautiful month for you. And so you're defining your compass, your moral compass, your emotional compass, your intellectual compass. You control all of that. And this is when you're going to have key things that you can make changes in your life. But ultimately, you're on your own ascension. You're on your own journey. So, like, I sometimes say, Gemini, you need to just take a step back from the world. You need to sit there at the end of the night, lay in bed, and just really go, okay, so for 20 years, I did this, and that was a part of me, and that was who I am. Another 20 years, I did this, and that was who I was then. And now you have the potential to set up that new phase right now. You're balancing things, and I think the things that are going to fall through the cracks. And where your compass, you get to define your compass. You have the best card in the whole deck, defining your compass. So, you know, the ball's in your court, and what kind of energy do you want to add for the next phase of your life? So that's an exciting time for you. So that'll be great.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff 2.0, for your call today. Hope you have a great
Thank
rest
you.
Of your day and have a cup of coffee later. Okay, everybody, we got about 2 minutes left for the rest of the show, and I'm going to tell you we won't have time to take any more calls because the show shuts off right at the 60-minute mark. So I'm going to encourage everybody today to go to Jeff's YouTube channel and subscribe. It is fun, it's engaging, and it will lift you up like no other. And, you know, you're committing like, I don't know, 5 minutes of your time maybe, but it's the best 5 minutes to start your day. Go click that, sign up today for that, and then also go like Jeff's Facebook fan page under Joyful Jeff. The links are right here on the show page. Just click, click, click. That's all you have to do. Jeff, you made it through the first show. How do you feel?
I made it. I feel great. It's actually like, you know, all my engines are full speed ahead. This is what I like to do. So I feel honored that I get the chance to hear so many different perspectives and that people are still fighting for love. That's my number one thing. I like that people are going for that. Also, I just feel incredible gratitude that I get to share and that I get so much feedback back on your end. And everyone's been giving me great comments and encouragement. So it's a wonderful cycle we have going on here. And I look forward to doing it again. So it's been wonderful.
Okay. Well, cool. Have a great rest of your day. Everybody, we'll be back Thursday night for Rated LGBT Radio at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My co-host is Rob Watson. Our guest is Jesse Bruin. He's a podcaster, so we're going to hear about another LGBT podcast. And then Friday morning, Jerry Hall, live from the UK. We're going to be talking to him. I could really talk to him for about 6 hours straight, but Jerry's going to be talking to us for a little bit about his music. We'll play his music and so much more and taking your requests. So we will see you live on Thursday night. Everybody have a great week. Please don't drive distracted. And have a terrific
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.